What's happening? It's John Hudson with Focus Driven. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another fantabulous, fantabulous, fantabulous show. I am your host, yours truly, John Hudson. And man, y'all, what a past few weeks, man. I have been self-isolating, self-motivating, self-encouraging, everything is self right now, cuz. Man, this is crazy. I don't know about you, but I have fully indulged myself into this, what they call self-isolation, self-quarantine for the effects of the coronavirus. And I'm pretty sure, like myself, maybe you, or I'm pretty sure everybody in the world right now is on solid lockdown, man. You can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing. You really are just in your own little box. So, this is the great time for the whole entire world to start recognizing the power of being together. Not only are the power of being together, but the power of being together with your family. See, I always got to put something on that. Me, I have two boys. And unfortunately, it's by two different young women. Now, because of how the laws is affected by this, I cannot see my boys, but I can see them every other weekend. Unlike most families who, or the traditional family rather, who can see their children and child every day, 7 days a week. Me, I don't have that pleasure. Although I would like to see my two sons because of how the laws are set up, I can't. But it's okay because they're in good hands and their mothers are doing very well. And even though I really don't like to talk about it, it's something that is a reality for me. Because me, as a single black man in America, really, people really don't even talk about or discuss issues of the African-American descent being a single parent. So with me being a single parent of two, and I get them every other week, so I'll be getting them next week. I wanted to expose how it's affecting me. Sure, yeah, you might say, well, you ain't got to do all what moms do every single day, making lunches, dinner, doing online assignments, working and doing that. No, I may not, but at least for 1 week. But when I have them my week, I have to follow some of the traditional values that they've done with their moms. So when they come with me, we make sure that we follow the same game plan as far as the educational value, the social and emotional growth, the spiritual growth, and just flat out having materials to do so they can maintain their physical status, like exercising, laughing, going outside, walking, doing things like that, which is still very hard to do during this pandemic stage. So I wanted to just start off by saying, what's up? How y'all doing? But man, it's a struggle right now. Not only in Kansas City, where I'm from, but in the whole entire world. The entire world is going through something right now. So I thought about that from a family perspective because this is about faith, family, and the future. That's what Focus Driven is all about. I'm focused on three things in my life. I'm focused on my faith. I'm always trying to strengthen myself, encouraging myself, increasing my mobility and my spirituality with my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, my God, my King, my all in all, right? And then also, too, I'm trying to strengthen my family in the best way that I know how. With having two boys, you know, it's a little bit different. So I'm teaching them how to become a young man and enhancing their lives from becoming from a boy to a young man on some of the things, you know, very influential people taught me, like such as my father. You know, I'm a 70s baby, so I was very fortunate to have both parents in the home. It wasn't a functional relationship, but I had both parents in the home, and at that time, it was all about family. We tried to do things together, and if my dad wasn't available, my mom stepped in like a soldier. You know what I mean? And she held it down for me and my brother. If my mother wasn't available, my dad did the best that he could. My dad was working a lot of shifts and doing some things just to keep the family going. My dad was a great provider. My mom was a great spiritual leader. So with those two things, I'm very grateful for my parents that they gave to me and my older brother. Shout out to Rick. Hope you're doing good, man. We hung out a couple of weeks ago, and I know he's fine. And speaking of my mom and dad, keep my mom in prayer. My mom, is what's the word I want to use? My mom is really taking advantage of this opportunity for some health issues. So we are praying for her today. It's a special procedure she's having done today, and I just want to just say that I love you, Mom. You're gonna be fine, and when you get out and when you get healed through the blood of Jesus, we're gonna go out, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna go to dinner, we're gonna do everything that you want to do. My mom is a true blessing to me as a young man and to my community where I'm from in Kansas City, Kansas. My dad, same thing, just helped him, man. He's getting older. He still talks a lot of trash, like he can play, but that's what men do. That's what we do in Wyandotte. We talk a lot of trash and we try to back it up. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when we talk trash, we family, we come together, we love on each other, and we respect each other for what we are, where we have been, and where we're going. That's what we do. All right. And then the future, man. You know, nobody really talks about the future, but as we see with this coronavirus, yo, our future, man. This is the time where everybody needs to be more focused on the future now, like never before. I was talking to a good friend of mine. What up, Nina? And we always talk. We have good, deep conversations, and we talk about life and love and the longevity of happiness and the financial struggles and the struggles of being a parent and how we grew up and the things that we did. We from the same block, same neighborhood, grew up around some of the same people, and we both have flourished. And now that we're adults, we always talking about what the future is going to be like. So me and her, and I'm gonna have her on the show one day. I don't know. I tell people this, and then I'm gonna have her on the show because we really go in on issues and topics that really I don't think a lot of people is talking about. And if they are talking about it, we need to talk about it on my podcast. So shout out to Nina. I'm gonna have you on the show. But we was talking about some of the things regarding this corona virus pandemic that really helped me to expose like God in a whole nother way because nobody would have ever thought that this thing would shut the entire country down. Not down for 1 or 2 days, not down for 1 or 2 hours, not down for, a time for you to make a hamburger and some fries and put some ketchup on it and eat it and say, you know what, that was good. I want to go back and do it again. This is shutting the world down for weeks, almost months on end. And we're not talking about 1 or 2 people being financially affected by this virus. We're talking about the whole entire world being affected, from professional athletes to the elderly to even the people on the front line from a medical perspective. All of these people are putting themselves at risk to where now we can't just depend on the rich to get what we need if we poor. And we can't depend on the poor giving what we need from other people, especially from the rich. We literally have to come together as a country and say, we need to depend on the higher source. And the higher source is, the man upstairs. So it's really interesting to me how now everybody is coming together in a great way. And it's something that I believe needed to happen years ago, but now that it's happening now, we are just seeing the positive effects that what this is doing. It's raising people awareness about medical issues. It's also giving awareness about how we can help the needy without virtually, or excuse me, without physically seeing somebody. It's giving us more positive the things to do and consider from the aspect of social media and being online, helping people through the computers in a positive way instead of looking at all kinds of garbage from a social media aspect. It's helping people to communicate and to love on their families more. It's helping them to spend more time with things that matter the most. It's helping kids being educated and to know that they don't necessarily have to be in the classroom to learn, but they can actually learn from their own compounds of their home and understanding that Parents, if they really are dedicated to their children, they can teach their kids from home and love on them from home at the same time. This is just giving like so many different positive things for the future to happen to kids and for families, for youth and families. And I'm gonna go from another. I'm gonna hit you in the gut with what I'm going to say next, because ain't nobody talking about this on the news. And if they have, once again, I watch the news, and I gotta watch it every day to figure out what's going on. But you don't hear about it like we used to on the news because of the whole pandemic. But did you know, since this whole pandemic happened, that crime has decreased dramatically? Crickets. Yeah, man. Crime has decreased. So even criminals and people who start raids and violence, they are smart individuals to know to get off the streets and try to take care of themselves, because if they got the smarts to kill somebody, or excuse me, if they got some smarts to know to get off the streets to stay safe and to keep themselves from being killed, hopefully they can have the same smarts to say, you know what? I ain't trying to kill nobody, because if I get infected with this virus, I'm gonna be killing myself. Kind of interesting to me how a pandemic or a virus contraction from mass of people can start using and utilizing their common sense to understand that, man, I matter and I literally have to follow instructions in order for me to not only survive, but to live. It's kind of interesting to me. This is just amazing to me. So I could have gave you all today a bunch of statistics about, you know, what's going to happen, how many cases are in here, and who's being affected. But you guys are hearing that every day. It's interesting to me that all athletes now, that make hundreds and thousands of dollars, I would say every couple of years, but no, they make hundreds and thousands of dollars every week. They are losing their checks now. It's everybody has to come together. Athletes have to be smart with the monies that they're doing and the monies that they have, because it's not guaranteed, because all the arenas are shut down and they can't play their sport. And we're talking about the baseball season coming up. We're definitely talking about all the NBA athletes. You know, they had to shut down pretty much every major sporting event in any major sporting venue had to be shut down for the coronavirus. Man, this is something America has never experienced before at all. And I'm looking at this, and you know, I'm 42 years old. And I never had the pleasure of being in World War I, nor would I wanted to be. I've never had the pleasure of being in World War II, nor have I wanted to be at that. I've never had the pleasure of experiencing the Civil Rights Movement in the 50s and 60s. I probably would have loved being part of that because of who I am and what I represent. But I don't know how I would have reacted in so many different ways regarding the discrimination issues and how they treated how Americans treated African Americans during that period of time. People always say, man, I would have did this way, I would have did that. Man, you don't know what you would have did, because man, somebody would have threw a dog on your grandma or your mama and you couldn't do nothing but just stand there, because if you knew you would did, they would have shot you or killed you. You don't know what you would have did. So I haven't had those pleasures or downfalls of being involved in those times in America. But I can say I have been in a time in America where a pandemic of a coronavirus that came from all the way on the other side of the country has come into the United States of America and now worldwide. I can say I've been a part of that. Now, the thing about me versus anybody else is that I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm a firm believer in the Holy Spirit. So what I have done, and what I would advise you to do, is to utilize these times to pray now like never before. Go into your secret place, as they call it, go into your dwelling place and start getting along with God and start thanking God and start really putting your expectations up on the blood of Jesus and knowing that we will survive, we will be healed, and we will prevail over this pandemic. One of my favorite scriptures. One of my absolutely favorite scriptures. I've been rocking this scripture since probably I was in my late preteen teenage years. My mom sat me down and was like, "Son, you need to have this scripture in your scriptural toolbox." And I was like, "Scriptural toolbox? What is she talking about? You always talking about some toolbox." But I didn't know what she was talking about back then. But now I know. And the scripture that she was referring to was Psalms 91. And I'm going to read you the entire verse of Psalms 91. If you ever get a chance, look at your Bible and read this. It says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence and from the pestilence, pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge." Some of the people are taking more refuge in other things instead of him. I'm gonna keep reading. "He shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lies waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you." You know what? I'm gonna take a little break right there. There's a book that I wrote called In the Middle of It, and I strongly encourage you to read that book. I tell people all the time to read my books, and people look at me like I'm crazy. Read that book, In the Middle of It. It's gonna bless you, because in the midst of you being in your valley, there is a lily right there next to you. And when you tap and when you look at the lily and you come to understand that the lily in the valley is the Holy Spirit, and we can walk with God and talk with God, and He knows what we're going through and He's right there with us, you will have the faith, the confidence, and the grace to understand that His goodness and mercy will continue to follow you even through the middle of your situation. All right, I'm gonna keep reading. Psalms 91, I'm on verse 8. "Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Now evil shall befall you, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling." And that includes the virus. I'm just gonna throw that in. "Nor for he shall give us angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample under your feet." Basically, they're saying, anything that's trying to come against you from an evil way and in an evil creation, you have victory and authority over that. You can walk on that, and you can walk on it through the faith and through the word of God, letting the Holy Spirit be your guide. Okay. Verse 14, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him." So when you set your love and when you set your cares on God, he will deliver you. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Man, look at here, cuz. With Jesus being so evident in your life, and with you understanding that nothing is impossible with God, these are the reasons why we shall not fear and be anxious for nothing. And it's so easier said than done. But I want to take this pandemic situation that the whole world is in, and I want you to give every fear, every thought, every emotional state that you are feeling in the most deepest and most heaviness of your heart and your spirit, I need you to give all of that, carry that anxiety and give it to the Lord. And ask God to help you get through this season, because that's what it is, to get through this season with a supernatural confidence to know that on the other side of this, he will give you double for your trouble. And we shouldn't just praise God for the things that we're going to get. And we all have been victims of that. Well, Lord, if I do this, I know you send your word, but you should praise God for what he's already done. Nothing is new to God. God knew exactly where you would be at when this pandemic would happen. God knew exactly where you would be at when President Trump became President of the United States, when you got your new job, when you seen your wife, when you had your children. God knew exactly where you was at when you went to school and you got your degrees, when you start setting up meetings for your own businesses and things like that. God knew exactly where you was going to be, who you was going to be with, and how it will come into fruition. The thing that you didn't know is that when God knew, you didn't know. But God knows that he's going to get you through this. You don't know, but God knows. And because of God knowing, we should rest assured by faith that we should know that everything will be all right. This is no different than David fighting Goliath. This is no different than Noah building the ark. This is no different than Peter walking on the water. This is no different than Paul getting kicked off of his horse with Jesus, when he had an encounter in Jesus, and when Jesus said, "Paul, Paul, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Not understanding that the persecution at that time was a setup for Paul to start walking with Jesus, knowing that everything would be okay. I want to encourage you today, and I'm talking to everybody in the world. I don't care if I have one view, two viewers, 3, 5,000, 5 million. Don't nobody know me. I don't care. But if one person hears this and they've been encouraged today, read Psalms 91 over and over and over until it gets into your spirit. And if you don't read it all, just read the part that you want to take out. Like, for instance, 1,000 may fall. This is Psalms 91, verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You look at how many thousands of people have already failed. Look at how many people has already fallen and died from this pandemic. Yet you are still here. God loves you. God cares for you, and he wants nothing but the best for you. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I ask that you right now just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I ask you to come into my heart and live in me. And I believe that you came, that you died, and that you rose again, that I may not just have life, but that I might have it abundantly. Because of that, I know I can have and trust in you, and I have a great foundation in addition to salvation through your son, Jesus Christ. We pray this prayer in your name. Amen. See, that was quick. It was easy. And it was all faith driven. So as I leave my podcast today, I haven't been on here for a while, but I'm going to start coming back, start encouraging more and more people. Start getting into that word. Start spending more time with your family. If you can, stay off of the TV for a while. I know you got to watch it for informational purposes, but do something that's going to connect your spirit back to building your faith and to building your confidence in Jesus, because we're going to be okay. I believe it. And because of that, God said it. It will happen. Amen. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Peace. Once again, I'm a pub in the middle of it book by yours truly, by John Hudson. Go to Amazon.com and get any one of my books. I have a few other books coming out. I'll be sharing those in future podcasts. But I love y'all, man. And I'm not just doing this for publicity or to get money and all of that. But I'm doing this because I have a love for people and I want to see people be successful. I want to see people follow their dreams, follow hard after their dreams. And I want to see God work miracles in your life. So God bless you. Talk to you soon. Peace. One. Stay focused. Stay driven.